past 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Easter weekend. That's upon us. So we ought to spend some time talking about that in this hour, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus being here with his weekly update on important medical information. And later in the hour, Dr. Jory Brown will help us fix a problem. Richie, we always have problems. We're wondering how to solve problems.
I have plenty of problems, and I can use her help fixing some of them.
So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Easter on Sunday, and the same things. Now, this is almost becoming boring. You can almost predict, with Christmas and Easter especially, there are going to be those who protest because they don't want any public displays. As a matter of fact, last year, was it last year or the year before, there were actually people who were suing the federal government for having an Easter egg roll on the White House lawn because somehow or other people equate Easter eggs with Easter, and they say that's a religious holiday. Last time I checked, right, the Easter Bunny wasn't Christian, wasn't Jewish, wasn't Muslim. I don't think the Easter Bunny cares.
But the Easter Bunny starts with the word Easter.
Easter, right, exactly. So
therefore attaching him to the religious
yes, correct.
Holiday.
Right. So here's a fellow who's a talk host down in Alabama. His name is Leland Conway, who talks about something that's going on down there that will frustrate and anger a number of you.
This one is Heritage Elementary School in Madison, Alabama. They informed the kids and the teachers and the parents on Monday of this week that the academic egg hunt was going to have to be scrapped. The principal, Lydia Davenport, tells you why she came to this, I think, very intelligent, very wise decision of getting rid of the Easter Bunny.
We had in the past a situation where we've had a parent to question us about some of the things that we do here at school.
A parent.
So we're just trying to make sure that we respect and honor everybody's differences.
Oh. Okay. We were questioned. We were questioned. We had a parent. A parent. Did you hear? Play the front of the bite again. Play the again. A parent.
We had in the past a situation where we've had a parent to question
Stop.
Us about.
Okay. Not thousands of parents. Not 90% of parents. Not even 1% of parents. 0.00000001% of parents, as in one. A parent. Questioned. So you had some idiot come up and go, why are you having an Easter bunny and an Easter egg hunt? That's offensive. And your response to that is,
where's the book with the,
cancel it. Cancel it. I'm sorry. Cancel it. We don't want to be questioned. Oh, my God. This was your response. So this has got to stop. So when you indoctrinate and confuse our kids about sexual orientation, when you teach them 9/11 was America's fault, when you confound them with liberal propaganda, that's not offensive, just Easter eggs. Just the word Easter. Religious diversity was her reasoning on this. We want to make sure that we celebrate religious diversity. Okay, then celebrate different religious holidays of all the different religious groups. And teach kids about religious diversity. Instead of telling them that, how is it diversity to shut it down?
You know, one of the things that is very, very typical of what we are dealing with in our country these days is this lack of respect for other people and their ideas. It doesn't make any difference whether it's political or
it's
religious.
More of a fear now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That just creates fear and ignorance in kids by not sharing all of the different religions and saying, oh,
right,
we can't talk about this one anymore.
Yeah.
Because we might get sued.
The height of ignorance. That's really
well,
what
I think
is.
It's the same. It's the same ideas that, you know, if you teach sexuality in schools, then kids are going to be promiscuous. Well, if you teach religion in schools, well, then, you know, kids are going to question their religion.
I mean, it's different because they're worried about offending somebody. And, you know,
someone
it's
is always
so
going to be offended.
Right.
When I
teach
geometry,
someone
yes.
is always going to be
always.
Offended. Some people get offended not because they're really offended, but just to stir the pot.
Yeah. I was offended in the ninth grade when I learned geometry, or tried to, and couldn't understand why x plus y equals 3. That was very, I found that to be extraordinarily offensive, because with me, X plus Y equals 10. It isn't always, it's 3.
Or Z.
Or, yeah, no, but X plus Y
equals Z.
X, if it's 3, then one of them has to be 1, and the other one has to be 2. But if it's X plus Y equals 12, they can both be 6.
Mm.
Right? X and Y could be the same thing. You could start a whole camp. This would be brilliant, actually. I don't know why I didn't think about this.
Let's shut down geometry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's if you don't...
It's really offensive to those of us who don't understand it.
Right, exactly. And so is calculus. And
I'm
so
going to shut it down.
Yeah, right, exactly. All of those things.
Same premise.
Right, absolutely. Let's shut down.
I don't
down.
Understand it. It offends me. I want to shut down right now.
I'm offended by Delta Airlines telling me that when I die, my miles go away.
Right.
I find that. Let's protest. Let's stop flying Delta. Right?
We need more lawyers.
Dr.
Ken. So we can sue everybody for all of this stuff.
In a couple of minutes here on Good Day.
Yeah.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so sweet.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a kick.
Just a tea brewing company. Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store. Like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. Martin coated guitar strings, $6%. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument tables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-491-5856. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856. 1-800-491-5856.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to overview some of the important things, medical news from this week. And one of the things that is interesting, we hear oftentimes people talking about how dirty the hospital is, and if you want to die, go to a hospital. Some of the stats indicate that you're better off dying in the hospital. This ought to be good. Go ahead, Ken. Hi.
Well, the news, Doug, is that a survey shows most Americans would rather die at home than in a hospital. And there's a new government study from the CDC just out that suggests more and more people are getting their wish. And the growing availability of hospice care may be one factor for fewer hospital deaths. I know this is how, when my father expired a few years ago, with the help of the angels from hospice, he was able to get his wish, which was to die at home.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. So it isn't just it isn't so much that people are afraid of being in the hospital. It's just that they prefer to be at home around their family and their friends. And there are some wonderful things being done by those hospice folks. It's really, I had not seen it work in action until Tony died a year ago last fall. But it really was spectacular is the right word, but it was a wonderful thing to see these people and their attentiveness to what's going on. Story from this week about chelation. For those of you who don't know about chelation therapy, it's usually something pursued by so-called alternatives. Some people refer to them as quacks. Julian Whittaker is somebody who most people in the country know, Ken, and he provides chelation at his facility, but yet the American Medical Association doesn't like it.
Well, it's reported a study that in the Journal of the American Medical Association, you know, removing metals from the body through chelation has little effect on the long-term health of people who've previously suffered a heart attack. The researchers found no difference in how many of the almost 1,800 participants died in the 4.5 years after they received so-called chelation therapy or drug-free placebo infusions, and only a small decline in the proportion that needed stents or other heart procedures following the chelation. My concern here, the biggest danger, is that people get diverted from established therapies, Doug, that we know work and save lives, to do chelation that really doesn't save lives.
Well, you and I would have a long conversation about this and probably not agree at the end of it. I've had chelation over the years, and I know that it got rid of a lot of the metals that were in my system because I had blood tests before that showed certain metals at a high level, and then after I had chelation, it took
a
We're not talking about that kind of chelation.
Heavy metals. We're talking about using it to treat coronary artery disease here.
Right. All right. Chelation sometimes is used on cancer patients. Got a pretty good record, a pretty good report on cancer survivors this week, huh?
Well, there's some good news. People are surviving cancer. This is out of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. There are currently 13.7 million cancer survivors in America, and the number is expected to rise by 31% to 18 million by 2022. Good news. Cancer no longer is a death sentence.
All right, here's some good news also. As you know, Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who bring Cardiol into our country to help you lower your cholesterol and triglycerides and that sort of thing. And we always say you need to know what your cholesterol level is. The folks at Cardiol are providing you with a test kit, and the fifth caller today into 888-809-6424 is going to get a free home test kit for your cholesterol level with $89.95, I believe. 888-809-6424. How about cholesterol and using Cardiol in general, Dr. Ken?
Well, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, Doug, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. We use Cardiol with all our patients because we've seen excellent results in as little as 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
A free 30-day trial and your chance of getting a free cholesterol home test. Call 888-809-6424 right now. Be the fifth caller and you'll get that free cholesterol home test kit. 888-809-6424 for Cardiol.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. coating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And instead you always find a lame excuse to wait. This owl remembers every New Year's resolution that you fail to keep or that you know that you are going to break. And baby bear is frankly shocked you never stand up to your boss. You just sit there 9 to 5 and type while your novel gathers dust. And this kitty wants you to succeed so badly, but she watches while you put it off and go to sleep and do it all again. This rabbit's pissed at you because you lied on all your income taxes, claiming for deductions that you know you shouldn't take.
This is our audio from the video of the day today. YouTube star Z Frank taking many of those animal pictures that you see all over the internet and put them to music. What we want you to check out in our video of the day is animals giving you tough love. And as you listen to the tune, Richie's watching it, and you can see the pictures of the animals, and you sort of connect the dots, if you will, musically. I don't know much about Z Frank. Kenny, what's the story with this fellow? Richie, do you know?
I don't know much about Z Frank. I hadn't even heard of him before this, but he's got all kinds of videos. I'm assuming it's a he.
Yeah.
All
sounds
kinds
right,
of
yeah.
videos all over YouTube with millions and millions of views.
Really?
There are, you know, having a 9-year-old son, you get to know some of the superstars of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys out there making a living by creating entertaining videos or
how
annoying
they make
videos. They get paid on the advertising. If their video gets 100,000, 500,000, 3 million views, they get a percentage of the advertisement that YouTube places in front of the video. You get a YouTube partnership, and there's millionaires out there
really
making YouTube videos every single week or every single day.
So then how can we join that crowd?
Get millions of people to watch your videos.
Really? How can we do that?
Most of them act like idiots, so you're pretty well in line. You should be able to knock
you.
That out.
Oh, very, very sweet. Very nice. Very, very funny. Har, har, har. Har, har. I think Roberta would be better at that than I would.
Yeah.
Under the circumstances. At any rate, we have that crowdfunding thing that we're starting. A lot of people are paying attention to that.
There you go.
And we'll have more on it as we get into next week, maybe tomorrow, in fact. But there has been a lot of stir since we talked about it first on Tuesday, and I am happy about that. We've got to get to the next step, though, and actually get people involved with crowdfunding campaigns, helping their businesses, helping their church, or helping their organization, or whatever you want to raise money for. It is something that's doable. You just have to know how to do it. So you might want to check out that part of DougStephan.com where you see the Doug Stephan's Good Day crowdfunding logo on the homepage. Click on that. On the other side, in the video box, you can click onto the crowdfunding logo as well and watch the video and see how this may apply to you. So help yourself to the information. We're here to help on the Good Day program. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the various and sundry things that we've got up there. We posted a lot of interesting things this week, and this becomes, I don't know, Kenny was more of our social media star than anybody else here, although we're all watching Twitter and we're watching Facebook. What do you find trending today as far as our listeners are concerned, Kenny?
Well, a lot of them are very happy to have Rich back.
Yeah.
What about me?
Nah.
Yeah, you know.
So did somebody take a shot at me for some? What did somebody take a shot at me about?
Here we go.
Yeah, it was. I don't have to defend myself. I'm always interested.
That's right. Exactly right.
And somebody.
Well, a few days ago we had Tracy Lords on. Hmm. Actually, it wasn't a few days. It was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Former porn star.
And they were very upset because of her past.
Yeah.
And felt like you were giving her a forum. They didn't listen to the interview at all.
No, of course not.
No idea what it was about.
Right. Yeah.
But they were very upset about that it was a former porn star that was on the radio, and that's not what they wanted to hear.
The reason she was a former porn star is because she was raped, and that's what she's speaking out against.
Exactly. Right. Moroni's, 28 past the hour, and Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Pop superstar Lionel Richie is one of the most successful recording artists of all time. His latest album, Tuskegee, is a new take on some of his classic songs, recorded with some of the biggest stars in country music.
What song would you think would not be country?
Dancing on the Ceiling might be one of them. But only Rascal Flatts and the Brothers. They wanted Dancing on the Ceiling. And not only did they want Dancing on the Ceiling, but Dan said, no, we got this. Dan Huff said, no, the guys want to do it and we're going to kill it. What they didn't tell me was that Gary doesn't like to sing normal with the rest of us earthlings. He likes to sing notes like Z flat and Z sharp. So for the first time in my life, I could actually sing my part like Lionel Richie, because he had every harmony note covered forever. And every time I thought about, I'm going to hit a tricky note to make it sound different, Gary would come in with a note from Z flat down and trill back up. It was sickening. Because he just made me feel like I just wasn't singing at all. I need to go home and get some more vocal range. But we had so much fun because they played the track. They played the track, insisted on playing the track, so it's them. And they did their entire tour. Dancing on the Ceiling was the closing song of their show every night.
That's Lionel Richie on his newest album, Tuskegee. There's more online.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
late March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Check my headphones. Something's going on in there.
How are your headphones? How's your head? Never mind. How you are doing. Let's put a stop to you worrying about things. Number one, if you're worrying, do you know what it does other than ruin your life? Do you worry? Are you full of fear? 99% of the things you worry about never happen. You knew that, right? But the anticipation of what you fear happens, and that paralyzes you, gets sick, wrecks your relationship, puts a damper on your happiness. There are a lot of people. I know a guy who went to school with me in Heidelberg, had a heart attack when he was 37 years old. My age, he's still around. But he was a worrywart. And if your parents are worrywarts, you'll often become pretty skilled at it as well. You might want to read Dale Carnegie's How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And I think that's kind of a cool thing. Stop your worrying about things. Live in the now. This is one of the things. Dr. Joy Brown joins us. So Roberta's here and Kenny and Richie. I like having Joy on because she always has a great way of putting things into perspective. And she fixes. People call her and a problem presents itself and she fixes it. So what do you tell people who call you full of worry? They're stewing about their problems. They're worried about the future. They don't live in the now. What do you tell them?
Well, I think you're sort of on the right track about it, Doug, is that, first of all, figure out what's likely to happen and what you can do about it, and then they have to sometimes let things go. Worrying about things over which you have no control is just, as you point out, a waste of time.
Right.
Takes energy, keeps you focused behind you or on something that's unlikely to happen. So, you know, if, for example, give me something to worry about, and I'll tell you what to do about it.
My house. I can't make the payments on my house.
Okay. First of all, do you have any savings? Do you have a job?
No. No job, no savings, nothing.
Okay. then you go talk to the bank. The bank doesn't really want your house, so you can go talk with the bank, and don't call them. Get on your Sunday best and go over and talk with the bank and say, look, here's the deal. I'm willing to do this. And look, worst case scenario, then worrying about whether you're going to lose your house is not going to change it. Getting a second job, talking with the bank, or deciding that, okay, maybe the house is more than you could afford, and making some provisions so before you get tossed out, you go find a place to live. But worrying about making payments on a house doesn't do any good. Either do something about it or decide this is what's going to happen, and it's not much fun, but it's okay. But worrying about it just doesn't accomplish anything except that you say it's kind of analysis paralysis. There's just nothing. All you're going to do is make holes in your stomach.
That's right. And those are very uncomfortable. All right, problem number two. There's a research paper out this week that suggests there are a lot of people working in American business who do not pull their own weight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people then work to make up for the person who's not doing his or her job. And one of the problems is that these people just basically waste a lot of time at work. We had a poll at DougStefan.com yesterday asking people if you waste time at work. And let's see, 22% of those who responded said they waste time talking with their coworkers. 19% said they check with social media online. Yep, exactly. 15% said they spend time surfing the internet. 11% said shopping online. The bottom line is most of the problems are people wasting time online when they're supposed to be doing their work. So how does that get fixed, and how does the person who's picking up the slack get rewarded, or should you, if you're in that situation, should just refuse to do it?
Okay, here's the deal. Worrying about what other people do works about as well as saying to your mother when you're 8 years old, yes, but Johnny's mother let him do it. It has nothing to do with you. Now, if you feel that, I mean, because there's always going to be some doofus at work who's not working. Hopefully it's not you. Number one. Number two, do your job. Number three, if someone else not doing their job is impacting getting your job done, then you go to your boss, and instead of ratting the person out, which just creates problems, and you will be viewed as a not team player, and you'll probably get more trouble than the doofus who's not doing their job.
Correct.
Say, look, here's the deal. This is what I can get done. There seems to be some other things coming onto my plate. Tell me what the priority is, which you'd like me to accomplish first. And instead of making you look like, you know, you're ratting somebody out, you're a tattletale, you look like a team worker who's only trying to get your job done, and that you're asking them for some guidance to be even more effective on the team. And it's sneaky, but it's much more effective than saying, she's not doing her job, it's making me my job. And it really does work, because not only do you not get negative points, but you get positive points. Bottom line is, hopefully most of us go to work and do a good job, because it makes us feel good to do a good job. It's one of the two things we have to evaluate our own existence. We've got work and love.
And here's what most people don't understand. Here's what most people don't understand, Joy. The boss already knows that that person is not doing their job. They don't need to be told.
Worth his salt in
right.
his feet.
That's right. They already have a good idea of who is working, who's pulling their weight, and who's not. And it all works out in the end.
Well, but there's some bosses, let's face it, who are doofy as well. You know, they come from the great school of and they're sort of so attuned to sort of, and as long, and but I think you're right to the extent that any boss, and who's a, by definition a middleman, is saying, don't create problems for me. So if you get your work done, and presumably, I mean, if you're overworked, if you can't get it done, then you go to your boss, not complaining about the person who's not getting it done, but just say, prioritize for me. Tell me what you want me to get done first. And then you're golden. And there are bosses who are just so busy watching their own butt, you know, that they don't want the hassle. They don't want to have to fire somebody. It may be the boss's nephew. It may be somebody who has tenure. It may be they just don't want to deal with it. Most bosses are not crazy about firing people.
Dr. Joy Brown is here with us on Good Day. You don't like being referred to as a shrink, do you?
I don't care.
You know, really? Oh, I didn't think you liked being gone.
No,
but it's not really.
As long as it's a good shrink.
Yeah, but what there is the application of one who understands one's head and what goes on there. But there's a practical way. You on your radio program, which, by the way, if you've got a problem, you want to call Dr. Joy on the air, you can do that later in the day. It's noon to 3 East Coast time.
You can call anytime, though, because she has a voicemail.
The line's on? Yep. Oh, really? Okay.
She has a voicemail, and you can leave a message in your phone number.
855. 99 Dr. Joy, 855-99 Dr. Joy. What did you start to say?
I was just going to say, for people of BlackBerry, shame on you, but it's 855-993-7569.
Ah, all right, got that. Here's one more question from the problem and how to fix it department. I heard on another program, Brand X, a person with a question. It was actually a mother and daughter having a conversation about the daughter dating a man who already has children. The mother says, you'll not have any firsts if you marry this guy. Why are you doing it? In other words, the mother's attacking the daughter because she's dating somebody the mother doesn't approve of. How do you deal with that? If you're the daughter and you want to date this guy, what do you care? She says, I don't care whether he has kids or not. But the mother says, no. So what do you do? What do you tell your mother?
Most parents, unfortunately, think that they know better than their children about what will make the child happy, because they remember the child as a 5-year-old. But I would advise the daughter to say, Mom, I love you. I need to make my mistakes the same way you made yours. Did Grandma approve of that? And almost always the answer is no. Mm-hmm. So that helps.
Yeah.
And either Grandma was right or Grandma was wrong, but we make our own mistakes. And if you're the mother, keep your mouth shut. If she ends up marrying that dude, you've got a built-in enemy, because she will say, well, Mom didn't think I should marry you, whenever they have a fight. So either way, daughters are allowed to make their own mistakes. Mothers, look, you married her father, so keep your mouth shut and just assume that that you'll do better. If she says, Mom, do you like this guy? What you can say is, honey, you're going to marry him, not me. And so it's pointless to have conversations about somebody's dating. And I would also add, because we have so many baby boomers who are dating, that daughters, if you don't approve of your mother's boyfriend, keep your mouth shut, too.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Some pretty good advice from Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy Brown, call her anytime. Leave a question. She'll fix it. The problem is, and then the solution is, 855-99-DR-JOY. That's 855-99-DR-JOY. Dr. Joy Brown here on Good Day. Always great to have you here. 16 and a half for the hour on Good Day. The idea, here's the problem. Let me fix another problem. We're all about fixing problems here on Good Day. Doesn't that make it wonderful? The idea that your hair is thinning. You have aging follicles, so your hair doesn't look good, and therefore you don't like the way it looks, so you don't feel good about yourself. May I introduce you to a product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia will strengthen your hair, strengthen your follicles, give your hair a stronger, fuller, and vibrant look that you have probably not had for years. Men, listen up. Women, listen up. As women have suffered with thinning hair for the last 4 or 5 years, as women get into the workplace, change their role models, you see many more women who lose their hair. This product, it's Provia, will give you amazing results. See for yourself. Call 800-525-8319 and get this product delivered to your home. You try it. Hey, it doesn't work for me. I don't like it. Get your money back. I know you're going to like it, because this is kind of a cool thing that will make you feel good. You look in the mirror after you dry your hair, and your hair is fuller, and it will help to grow more hair. The follicles are plugged up. You need to clean them out, and that's what Provia does. 800-525-8319. You get a free month's supply with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. Provia will help you kiss off the hair that goes into your sink and down the shower drain. Fuller, thicker, more beautiful natural hair from Provia. Try it risk-free now at 800-525-8319. You got nothing to lose and a whole lot of beautiful hair to gain. 800-525-8319.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers,
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cash back from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
I wonder how many of you feel this way. After listening, I'm thinking here sort of pensively, and maybe that's redundant because pensive thinking is this. Pensive means you're thinking. So I'm thinking about what Dr. Joy said when it came to especially the business about mothers and daughters, and when you disagree about what your children are doing, the best way to get them to do what you don't want them to do is make a lot of noise about what you don't want them to do. It seems clearly psychologically an easy thing
especially
to do
when they're older.
Yeah. I wonder, Roberta, you have two daughters,
yes.
and you've had your share of ups and downs, especially yep. with your older daughter, and I know that you feel badly about it, and that you maybe have isolated yourself a little bit from her, and maybe she from you, because you don't talk about what's upsetting you. You really, sometimes you...
Talk about it.
No, you don't. You yell at each other about it.
No. We talk about it, and we've decided that it's best if we don't talk sometimes.
I've heard that conversation.
That's awesome.
Somebody else I know has that. It's just one of the things, if you don't feel comfortable and you don't want to talk about it, I guess it's okay, but think about what it does to you. How do you release? Maybe that's the other. The paradox here is you both feel badly, and you know you both really kind of want to find answers to whatever the question is. You want to find a solution to the problem, but you don't know how to do it, and so you ignore it. And it's like a festering wound. It's like you have a sliver in your hand, and you don't pull it out. The pus around it just grows and grows and grows. No, well, that's what it is. It's an infection. If you have a problem with somebody and you don't talk about it, we've had our problems, Richie. We talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever it is, if it's relationships that are at work or relationship with your family, mother and daughter stuff, then you kind of need... I think sometimes two people like that can't figure it out. Frankly, it happens in relationships where a man and a woman can't kind of bring it together. Do you give up or do you bring somebody else in that maybe will be objective? That's the toughest thing, to find somebody who's really objective that both people trust, whether it's mother, daughter, father, son, father, parents, children, whether it's spouses, whether it's just work stuff. Sometimes you just get overwhelmed with the feelings that you have. Sometimes it's guilt, and you need somebody to pull you away from the situation. And that's why I love Joy, because I think she does a great job at doing that with people who call on the air to her program. She's doing it for a long time, and she hears the dilemma. Sometimes she'll be very direct, as I think we all ought to be. Sometimes the best way to fix things, you pussyfoot around stuff and you don't fix it. You can be direct without being rude or crude. Some people say, oh, you're so bold.
You just have to hit it head on.
You do. You have to get at it and address it. Sometimes it's so easy kind of to let the steam out and extend yourself to what the solution is of your problem. So I offer that advice, and it's free, folks. Maybe it's worth a little more than that, I hope. 9 for the hour.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Sweet is this? Singer Christopher Cross with a song that won for Best Song of the Year, Oscar winner Arthur's Theme. It was this week in 1982 that this song. My God, that movie's that old.
Slap in the face, isn't it?
Rumor. This is 31 years ago. This is the movie star Dudley Moore and John Gielgud and Bo Derek. How many people remember that?
No, Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli.
What am I confusing?
You're thinking of 10.
Oh, I am. Okay, you're right. Derek. Yeah, sorry about that. Well, listen.
Liza Minnelli was not bad looking, but she was no 10.
Oh, my God. She's not even close. Come on. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with a lot of movie news today and our movie trivia question. That isn't really a question. We present to you three opportunities to hear little outtakes, audio outtakes from a movie. You figure out what the movie is, and you call us at 888-302-3684, and the winner will get a swell prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. So let's get right to this first clue from the movie in question on the program today.
Well, I guess they had it coming.
We all have it coming.
All right. This, by the way, is from the winner of the Best Picture Oscar during this week in 1993. And I will tell you one of my favorites, one of the stars that is now retired, one of the best character actors of our time, has fallen on really hard times because late in life he became addicted to alcohol, and it's pretty much put him down. It's a sad reality about this guy. He's a great actor.
I need a new clue.
All right, next audio clue.
You just shot an unarmed man.
He should arm himself.
No. That first voice there is the actor I'm talking about. 888-302-3684. All right, and the two of them together, those two voices only appeared in one movie together. They did not do, even though they're both very popular actors, they did not do anything else other than this movie together. All right, here's the last audio clue.
Any man don't want to get killed, better clear on out the back.
This was a very violent movie. And I did not, I never saw it in full because I just, and a lot of his movies actually are pretty violent. But at any rate...
Well, the genre is a violent genre.
Right, yeah, it is. Well, depending on how you interpret it. The earlier ones, you know, never in the shoot-em-ups where people get their heads blown off or guts all over the place, blood everywhere. Anyway, so you know what that movie is? You should call us right now at 888-302-3684. Identify the movie for the swell prize. In the meantime, Chucker, what do you have for movie news today?
All right, Doug. MGM moving forward with a reboot of Tomb Raider, the action-adventure series that starred actress Angelina Jolie, although she will have no involvement in this new incarnation. The first two films with her were, I thought, mediocre at best. They certainly can make an improvement. Evidently, the video games of Tomb Raider sell very, very well. That's why they want to revive the franchise. Other news, despite good but not great box office, 20th Century Fox and director Ridley Scott moving ahead with a sequel to Prometheus, which is an alien prequel. Scott and the studio, though, are having a hard time coming up with ideas for this follow-up, but they plan on doing it anyway. Out on Blu-ray this week, Doug, Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, featuring a Titanic performance by Daniel Day-Lewis. Well worth seeing for that alone. Other movies on Blu-ray in the next few months of interest, Earthquake, The Great Escape, and The Odd Couple. Great format for these movies. They make them look great, and I love it.
So I'm in a time warp right now, Chucker. Explain this to me. Prometheus was the prequel to...
The original Alien.
The original Alien. And they want to do a sequel to the prequel.
Yeah, great.
Exactly.
Wouldn't the sequel to the prequel then be the original movie?
Well, no, the sequel to the prequel will still happen before
Alien.
That's a math equation I just can't get.
Some of the films that debuted on this date, 1998, Kiefer Sutherland and Jennifer Connelly in a movie called Dark City. It was sort of a sci-fi thriller. What do you remember about that film? Anything, Chucker?
It was a decent film. Okay. I don't think it did very well, but it has a cult following.
The comedy Kissing a Fool.
I like Jennifer Connelly. What's that?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people like her. Yeah, she's very likable. And Kiefer Sutherland, everybody knows what to expect with him. Kissing a Fool, starring David Schwimmer, Jason Lee, and a couple of other people. Again, one of these lightweight comedies. Is he capable of really opening a movie? Do people really regard him as a serious actor?
Who is that?
Schwimmer.
No, opening a movie? No, absolutely not.
No.
Very few people left that can open a movie, to be honest with you.
I think Gerard Butler has reinvented himself with Olympus Has Fallen. I think that's a pretty good movie, actually.
Yes,
Darren in El Paso, what's the name of the movie that we played the excerpts from, Darren?
Unforgiven
with Gene Hackman and Clint Eastwood. Gene Hackman has unfortunately fallen on heart.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.